I've heard of people doing things in the name of our Lord that may seem crazy to some. Things like dropping everything and moving to an unfamiliar area because they feel that God is calling them there. Or going to a hostile biker bar environment to speak to people about Christ. Or making a number of otherwise uncharacteristic choices because they believe they are hearing the Holy Spirit. My advice to you when you feel the Holy Spirit telling you to do something that is clearly Christian, but outside of your comfort zone, is to trust the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says, "The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned." So there are times when we have to engage less with our physical brain and more with our spiritual discernment. God may call us to do things that are sometimes strange and out of our comfort zone. But in cases like that, we need to first discern that it is the Spirit. And when we feel peace or conviction that it is, we need to trust the Spirit. Remember, God knows best. He has a master plan. Maybe you're part of that plan. One thing is for sure. It is much better to be operating within His plan than struggling outside of it. So I encourage you, even when it may not make sense to your human mind, or if people who do not have the Spirit are telling you that you're being a fool, trust the Spirit.
If you'd like to send us a comment, or if you're dealing with something in your life that you'd like prayer for, we'd love to hear from you. Just email your comment or prayer request to writecmv@hotmail.com. That's writecmv@hotmail.com.
The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. We have the Spirit. It was promised to us by Jesus himself. And now that we have the Spirit living inside of us, we need to trust him. Yes, we have to first discern that it is him because, as Paul points out, people who do not have the Spirit will look at the actions of those who do as foolishness. That is because they are using their human mind and cannot understand or accept that there is a Spirit who knows best. Trust the Spirit, because when you do, you might be lucky enough to see the amazing fruit that comes from when you obey.
Thank you for listening to the Lord of My Life podcast, and be sure to visit our website at ktfproductions.com.